The Hamas government has reopened for business in Gaza, though most of its offices were bombed by Israel. So officials set up tables in the rubble or worked from their cars. Hamas plans to distribute $52 million in aid to Palestinians who lost family members or whose homes were damaged in the war. But that is a fraction of what is needed to rebuild Gaza.
The reconstruction and redevelopment of Gaza is something which will take years and years and billions of dollars.
John Holmes is the United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs.
There are areas where the destruction is very widespread, both of public infrastructure, an industrial site I saw which had been completely and systematically flattened, and other damage to residential areas as well. So it was a shocking sight in many places, and that underlines the depth of the humanitarian needs we need to address.
The UN and European Union have accused Israel of excessive use of force in Gaza, and some human rights groups are accusing Israel of war crimes. At the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert promised military personnel state protection from foreign prosecution. Mr. Olmert told the cabinet that just as commanders and soldiers protected Israel with their bodies during the Gaza war, so the government of Israel would defend them. Israel says it undertook the offensive in Gaza to defend itself against Hamas rocket attacks. U.S. diplomatic sources, meanwhile, say President Barack Obama is sending his Middle East envoy, former Senator George Mitchell, to the region this week. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.